Shalom again. Hag Sameach.
Shabbat Shalom una vez más. Hag Sameach. El mensaje se llama Israel, este es tiempo de tu visitación.
And I'll tell you, it's a very exciting time.
Es un tiempo muy exitoso. Porque el año Shemitah viene.
Having a greater understanding of what that means.
Y tenemos más entendimiento de lo que eso significa.
But it's also like everything in life and in scripture, it's also a mixed time.
Pero también es un tiempo que se viene mezclando.
Because, for this ministry, we've been almost 18 years
working here in Israel. Porque en este ministerio ya casi tenemos más de 30 años en Israel.
And over the last couple of years, I've seen a major, major change coming here.
Y he estado viendo muchos, muchos cambios que vienen cada vez más.
And we know from Scripture, there's a cleansing that's coming to the land.
Y sabemos que, de acuerdo a las Escrituras, viene un tiempo... mejor, que desafortunadamente muchos millones de personas van a morir también. Y entre lo profético, lo que está ocurriendo en el mundo, las señales que Yahweh está mostrando, y las cosas que están pasando aquí en la tierra, yo creo personalmente que el tiempo está bastante cercano. Me gustaría empezar en Números 10. Vamos a leer del 1 al 10.
And Yahweh said to Moses, saying, make two trumpets of silver for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work, and they shall be for you for the calling of the congregation, and for causing the camps to pull up stakes. And when they blow with them, all the congregation shall gather together to you at the door of the tent of meeting. And if they blow with one, then the rulers, the heads of the thousands of Israel, will assemble to you. And when you blow an alarm, the camps that lie on the east side shall pull up stakes. And when you blow an alarm the second time, the camps that lie on the south side will pull up stakes. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the assembly is gathered, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be for you a never-ending statute throughout your generations. And when you go into battle in the land against the foe, distressing you, then you shall blow, and literally the word is roah, it comes from Teruah, the feast of Teruah, and it means you shall blow, you shall signal with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall be saved from your enemies. And literally that word remember is zakah, it means mark. You literally will be marked before Yahweh. And on the day of your gladness, and in your appointed times, and in your new moons, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be to you for a memorial before your Elohim. I am Yahweh your Elohim. So we see here the reason for blowing of trumpets.
Entonces aquí miramos la razón por la cual suenan los trompetas.
And one of the reasons is to blow an alarm to prepare the people.
Y una de las razones era sonar la alarma para preparar a las personas.
Joel 2 in verse
1.
Joel 2:1. Says, blow a ram's horn in Zion and shout an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all those living in the land tremble, for the day of Yahweh approaches, it is near. So we see that today being Yom Teruah, you know, the day of clamoring or the feast of trumpets, many people call it. It's a day of preparation. It's a day of warning.
Estamos viendo que hoy es el día de Yom Teruah, un día de preparación, de alarma, de aclamación.
And we see before the day of Yahweh comes that there'll be a warning that goes out with the trumpets.
Y nosotros sabemos que antes de que el día de Yahweh regrese va a haber un día de aclamación y de alarma para salir.
We know in the book of Revelation that there's seven trumpets that are being blown that bring plagues.
Sabemos que del libro Apocalipsis hay siete trompetas que van a ser sonadas y advertidas.
The seventh trumpet literally being the return of Yeshua Messiah to the earth.
Las siete trompetas tienen que ver literalmente con el regreso de Yeshua.
Ezekiel 33, 1 through 11.
Ezequiel 33, del 1 al 11.
And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, son of man, speak to the sons of your people and say to them, When I bring the sword on it, on a land, and take one man from the people of the land and their borders, and set them for a watchman to them. And when he sees the sword coming on the land, and he blows the ram's horn and warns the people, and the hearer, hearing the sound of the ram's horn, and does not take warning, and the sword comes and takes him, his blood will be on his own head. He heard the sound of the ram's horn, he took no warning, but his blood shall be on himself. But he who took warning, he shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the ram's horn, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes a soul from them, he is taken in his iniquity, but I will require his blood on the watchman's hand. And you, son of man, I gave you as a watchman to the house of Israel, and you shall hear the word from my mouth and warn them from me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked one, surely you shall die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked one out of his way, that wicked one shall die in his iniquity, but I will require his blood from your hand. But you, if you warn the wicked from his way to turn from it, and he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. And you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, this you have spoken, saying, surely our transgressions and our sins are on us, and we are rotting in them, even then shall we live? Say to them, as I live, declares Adonai Yahweh, I do not delight in the death of the wicked, except in the wicked turning from his way, and so to live. Turn, turn from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? So today I'm coming to blow the trumpet on the Feast of Trumpets.
Entonces hoy se ha venido a sonar los trompetas en la fiesta de aclamación.
Because I see the trouble coming.
Porque yo sé que el problema viene, he visto el problema venir.
And it's much closer than people think.
Y está más cercano más de lo que la gente piensa.
And unfortunately, it's coming to the land that we've lived in here for the last 15 years.
Y está viniendo a la tierra en la cual hemos vivido por más de 15 años.
So it's a very emotional message for me to give because I love the land of Israel.
Es un mensaje muy emocionante para mí y muy emocional porque he estado aquí en Israel por mucho tiempo.
And myself, my family, even many of you sacrificed a lot for your time here. As well as we did.
Y yo sé que mi familia y muchos de ustedes han sacrificado tiempo para estar aquí.
And when you're living here, you meet people, it becomes personal.
Y cuando uno viene a conocer personas, se viene a ser tan personal.
Many times traveling around the world, I meet people and they talk about prophecy in Jerusalem.
Y cuando tú conoces personas alrededor del mundo y hablas sobre profecía, se viene a convertir en algo también personal.
But it's very impersonal. They're just talking about it from reading scripture.
Pero es muy impresionante ver que también estamos hablando de cosas escritas ahí.
But when you're here and you know the people personally and you love a lot of these people.
Y se viene a convertir en algo personal cuando conoces a las personas.
We've been in Jerusalem. We lived there when the bombs were blowing people up on buses.
Y hemos estado aquí en Jerusalén desde el tiempo que las personas estaban sacándolas en buses por las bombas.
We know families and people of families that were killed in suicide attacks.
Y hemos visto personas morir que conocíamos por ataques suicidas.
So I just say I take no joy to have to give a message on the judgment that's coming on this land.
No siento regocijo de hablar sobre el juicio que viene sobre esta tierra.
The same way I take no joy giving a message the other day about Babylon.
Digo que no siento regocijo igual como cuando miro las cosas que pasan con Babilonia.
You know, in the book of Zechariah,
en el libro de Zacarías,
you have Zerubbabel, who's the political leader.
Tenemos otra Bel, que es un líder político.
And Joshua, the high priest.
Y tenemos jueces como altos sacerdotes.
And Zerubbabel means born in Babylon. Zerubbabel, the name means being born in Babylon.
Y el nombre Zerubbabel significa advertencia a Babilonia.
And I was born in Babylon. My family is in Babylon.
Pero mi familia también está en Babilonia.
Our brethren are in Babylon.
Tengo hermanos que están en Babilonia.
It's sobering when I have to share the things that are coming to Babylon.
Y es algo para mí sorprendente escuchar a alguien que viene de Babilonia.
But at the end of the day, it doesn't change the word of Yahweh.
Pero al final del tiempo, la palabra de Yahweh no puede ser cambiada.
That there's a judgment coming to America and there's a judgment coming to Israel and it's getting very close.
Hay un juicio que viene para América y hay un juicio también que viene para Israel.
Jeremiah 23.
Jeremías 23.
And verse 24.
Versículo 24.
I'll read verse 24 to verse 32.
Vamos a leer el versículo 24 y el 32.
Because there's a lot of false prophets in Babylon.
Porque hay muchas profecías envueltas en Babilonia.
I've seen them for the last more than 30 years.
Y las he estado viendo por más de 30 años.
And in the internet age, there's many, many more.
Y si uno se mira la internet, hay muchas más falsas profecías también.
But in the internet age, even with no accountability whatsoever.
Pero en el internet no hay ningún tipo de responsabilidad para nada.
People that basically are just going on YouTube, putting up internet videos.
Hay personas que también van al YouTube y ponen videos en el internet.
Some claim to be biblical characters.
Algunas personas diciendo que tienen un carácter bíblico.
Many of them using the name God.
Algunos de ellos incluso utilizando el término Dios.
They'll prophesy and say, God said to me.
Y algunos claman decir Dios me reveló esto.
So I want to read to you what Yahweh says about these people.
Pero quiero leer lo que la Escritura y Yahweh dice sobre estas personas.
Verse 24, Jeremiah 23.
Jeremías 23, 24.
He says, or can a man hide himself in secret places so I do not see him, says Yahweh? Do I not fill the heavens and the earth, says Yahweh? I have heard what the prophet said. Those who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long is this there in the heart of the prophets of lies, yea, the prophets of the deceit of their own heart? They plot to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell each one to his neighbor, even as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. And the name Baal,
el término Baal,
is the same as Lord in English. That's the translation.
El término Baal significa el mismo término en inglés, Lord, que significa lo mismo, el Señor.
So I can tell you one thing guaranteed is a fact.
Yo te puedo garantizar algo que es un hecho.
Any prophecy Yahweh has ever done,
cada profecía que Yahweh ha presentado,
has only been in the name Yahweh or Adonai,
siempre ha estado bajo el nombre de Yahweh Adonai,
Elohim.
Elohim.
Never, ever, ever. In the name of a false deity.
Pero nunca fue una profecía dada en nombre de una falsa deidad.
God is the name of the Babylonian deity.
El término God o Dios es el término para la falsa deidad babilónica.
Baal, Lord, that's not Yahweh's name.
Baal también significa Señor y ese no es el término de Yahweh.
So when you have these unending prophets coming in the name of God or the Lord, it's not coming from Yahweh.
Cuando tenemos todas estas profecías viniendo en el nombre de Dios o Baal, nosotros, Yahweh no tiene nada que ver con eso. Y no es que esté juzgando a alguien individualmente, pero es algo que no está escrito. Pero es una forma en cómo tenemos en ayudar a las personas de no ser engañadas.
The prophet who has a dream, verse 28,
si leemos,
let him tell his dream.
Versículo 28.
And you ask my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What has the wheat to the chaff, says Yahweh. One of my favorite scriptures.
Versículo 28 es uno de mis favoritos versículos.
What does the chaff have to do with the wheat, says Yahweh. So it doesn't mean Yahweh doesn't work with dreams.
No estamos hablando que Yahweh no trabaja con sueños. Esto es profético.
But of course, if somebody's having a dream that contradicts the word of Yahweh, then
pero si alguien tiene un sueño que contradice las escrituras, no puede venir de parte de Yahweh, porque Yahweh no contradice su escritura.
Is not my word thus like fire, says Yahweh, and like a hammer which breaks rocks in pieces? Therefore behold, says Yahweh, I am against the prophets who steal my words, each one to his neighbor. Many of these people say the Torah is done away with, and then they'll use the very prophecies of Yahweh in a false way.
Muchas personas han dicho que los mandamientos ya están terminados y están utilizando la misma escritura para dar profecía.
Yahweh says, behold, I'm against the prophets who use their tongues and says, he says. Yahweh says, behold, I'm against those who prophesy false dreams and tell them and cause my people to go astray by their lies and by their foolishness. Yet I did not send them nor command them, and they will not profit this people at all, says Yahweh. So, very clearly here.
Bastante claro aquí.
You don't want to be deceived, you have to distinguish between false prophecy and the word of Yahweh.
Si uno no quiere ser engañado, uno tiene que distinguir entre una profecía dada por Yahweh y uno falso.
Luke 19.
Lucas 19.
And verse 41.
Versículo 41.
This is as Yeshua is coming to Jerusalem for the last time before he's being crucified. And as he drew near the city, he wept over it, saying, if you had known, even you, at least in this day of yours, the things of your peace. But now they were hidden from your eyes. But to you will come the days when your enemies will surround you and will oppress you from all sides, and will overthrow you and your children within you, and they will not leave in you a stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. That's a happy scripture for everybody in your life at one time or another.
Es una escritura pesada para cualquier persona en un tiempo o en otro.
Because all of us have a time of visitation.
Porque todos tenemos un tiempo de visitación.
How many times maybe you're working with somebody and you're sharing the truth?
¿Cuántas veces usted ha trabajado con alguien enseñándole la verdad?
And the person really seems like they're getting it.
Y aparentemente la persona está entendiendo.
And all of a sudden the next day it's like a blinder went up, they're doing something.
Pero al siguiente día parece que la persona se le olvidó todo.
Each of us have a time of visitation.
Todos tenemos un tiempo de visitación.
Time of visitation when we're coming to truth.
Un tiempo de visitación cuando uno viene a la verdad.
And there's a time of visitation when you're in the truth and you're not following it.
Y también hay un tiempo de visitación cuando tú estás en la verdad y te detienes de seguirla.
You know, Yeshua says that he's coming from heaven and his reward is with him to give each according to their work.
Dice que Yahweh viene de retorno en el cielo y trae con él su recompensa para cada uno.
Which means each of us have a job that he's preparing for us in the kingdom.
Entonces, incluso dice que él tiene para cada uno de nosotros un trabajo, el cual nos ha preparado para el reino.
We don't know what that job is now, but he knows.
Nosotros no sabemos realmente cuál es el trabajo, pero él lo conoce.
And there's a point that if he's preparing you for a job and you're not following that.
Él tiene preparado un trabajo para nosotros y tú no lo estás siguiendo.
There's a point where he has to replace you with somebody else.
Entonces él puede reemplazarte con alguien más.
There's a reason why the scripture says, many will say to me, Master, Master, and I'll say, I never knew you.
Es por esa la razón que la escritura dice, Maestro, Maestro, yo nunca te conocí, él dirá.
You have to take the times we're living in really serious.
Nosotros tenemos que tomarnos el tiempo para pensar que esto es serio.
We see Israel doesn't know their time of visitation.
Nosotros sabemos que Israel sabe su tiempo de visitación.
But I hope we know ours.
Pero nosotros lo conocemos.
It's one of the saddest things in my life.
Una de las cosas que se ha establecido en mi vida,
living here and working in Israel for almost 18 years,
viviendo aquí en Israel y trabajando por más de 18 años,
to be able to see the people out here that have no idea of their time of visitation.
Una de las cosas que he entendido es que hay personas viviendo aquí que ni siquiera conocen el tiempo de la visitación.
Can you imagine for 2,520 years Israel was not a nation?
Si ustedes pueden imaginarse que por más de 2,000 años esto nunca dejó de ser una nación.
Jews and Israelites scattered all over the world.
Todos los israelitas estaban esparcidos en el mundo.
And at the appointed time, like it says in Psalm 102.
Y en el tiempo destinado, a como lo dice el libro de Samuel.
Israel didn't just become a nation from nowhere. It wasn't a coincidence.
El hecho de que Israel se haya convertido en una nación de un día para otro no es una coincidencia.
The same way Yeshua didn't just pop up from nowhere.
De la misma manera como Yeshua que está ahí.
There was an appointed time when Yeshua was to be born.
Dice que hay una fecha destinada en el cual Yeshua traerá la recompensa.
There was an appointed time when his ministry started.
Y había una fecha exacta cuando su ministerio también tenía que empezar.
And there was an appointed time when he was to die and be resurrected.
Y también había una fecha destinada en cual él tenía que resucitar y
the
también morir.
Way as Israel is a nation today because it's the appointed time of their redemption.
Y lo mismo es de que Israel hoy es una nación porque había un tiempo destinado para hacerlo.
And yet they don't know their time of visitation.
Y ellos no saben, Israel no sabe cuál es el tiempo de la visitación.
They don't know their time of visitation.
Ellos no conocen el tiempo de la visitación.
Let's go to Exodus 34.
Vamos a Éxodos 34.
And verse 12.
Versículo 12.
Take heed to yourself that you not cut a covenant with the people of the land to which you are going in, that it not be a snare in your midst. But you shall cut down their altars, you shall break their pillars, and you shall cut off their Asherahs. For you shall not bow to another Elohim, for Yahweh, whose name is Jealous, he is a jealous Elohim. That you not cut a covenant with the people of the land, and they fornicate with your Elohims, and they call to you, and you eat from his sacrifice. And that you not take their daughters for your sons, and their daughters fornicate with your Elohims, and they lead your sons to fornicate with your Elohims. So here's a very, very simple commandment.
Aquí hay un mandamiento bastante, bastante sencillo.
When Yahweh supernaturally brings Israel into the land, they break down the idols.
Una forma sobrenatural que Yahweh trajo a Israel a la tierra de nuevo.
Israel was a nation since 1948.
Israel es una nación desde 1948.
And when you're talking about the calendar works in 19-year moon cycles.
Y cuando uno mira el calendario, estamos hablando de un ciclo de la luna.
Every 19 years, the moon cycle repeats itself.
Cada 90 años el ciclo de la luna se repite, el calendario lunar se repite en sí mismo.
Interesting, one 19-year cycle from 48, you come to 1967.
Y interesantemente, uno de estos ciclos se cumplió en 1960.
And we have the six-day war.
Y luego tenemos el sistema del mundo.
And it was a scary time at that time.
Y también fue un tiempo bastante tenebroso.
Israel did not think they were going to win that war.
Porque Israel no va a querer entrar en el tiempo malo.
They were only 20 years ahead of the Holocaust.
Y ellos prácticamente se convirtieron en nación después de un poco tiempo del Holocausto.
They had very little guns, armament, tanks, everything.
Ellos tenían pocas cosas.
You know, there's an expression that they say, you probably heard of it in another way. Like when you're leaving, they say, the last one out, turn out the lights.
Hay un término que tal vez lo han escuchado de diferente manera. El último en salir, apague las luces.
In Israel, when they say that, what they mean is, we're done.
The
last one there, turn out the lights, meaning we're not a nation anymore.
Cuando los israelitas tienen este mismo término, que significa que cuando esto pase, ellos dejaron de ser algo.
And in 67, families were hugging each other, saying, the last one that leaves, turn out the lights.
Y 67 familias prácticamente se colgaron a sí mismas. Algo así como decir los últimos que apaguen la luz. Yahweh hizo un milagro. En seis días.
They defeated every Arab country around them.
Ellos en seis días ellos lograron vencer a todos los países árabes.
People ask why 6 days?
Las personas estamos hablando de seis días.
Seventh day is the Sabbath.
Porque el séptimo día es un Shabbat. Es de reposo.
But what a miracle. 6 days.
Pero,
just an unbelievable miracle.
¿Qué milagro es este? Es un milagro increíble. En seis días.
And they had a group of soldiers that overtook the Temple Mount.
Y prácticamente ellos tenían un grupo de soldados que habían tomado la montaña del templo.
One of those men is Gershom Solomon, the man who heads the Temple Mount Faithful.
Y uno de esos hombres es de apellido Salomón.
Another of those men was a neighbor of ours from the kibbutz we used to live in.
Y otra de las personas que estuvo en ese lugar es uno de nuestros vecinos que está en otro kibbutz cerca de nosotros.
Our neighbors told us that because of the emotion that this man had on overtaking the Temple Mount, he never spoke since that time.
Dice que por la emoción que este hombre tuvo, muchas personas dicen que él dejó de hablar cuando lograron tomar de regreso la montaña del templo.
And when we lived in the kibbutz, me and Petra were the first people he spoke to.
Y nosotros fuimos a él, lo miramos, y él fue cuando yo y Petra fuimos los primeros con quien él habló.
Even would play a harmonica and music to us.
Incluso él toca la armónica y otras músicas.
But that was the emotion they had of getting back the Temple Mount after more than 2,500 years.
Pero imagínense que él tuvo tanta emoción por haber tomado de regreso el templo de la montaña.
They didn't know it was in the wrong place, but that's for another.
Nosotros sabemos que estaba en un error el lugar de la montaña, pero él estaba muy emocionado por eso.
But do you know what happened? You know what Moshe Dayan said to them as soon as they took the Temple Mount back?
Pero qué emoción él tuvo apenas ellos lograron obtener de regreso la montaña del templo.
They put the Israeli flag on there, all over, blowing the flag.
Ellos pusieron la bandera inmediatamente en la parte más alta de la montaña.
He said, "Now take that flag down."
Y después dicen, quiten esa bandera de ahí.
And the soldiers said, "Why?"
Y los soldados dijeron, ¿por qué? Dijeron ellos.
He said, "I'm not about to start World War III."
Porque aún no ha empezado la Tercera Guerra Mundial.
They didn't trust Yahweh like he says here.
Ellos realmente muchas veces no confían en Yahweh como realmente dicen.
They didn't rip down the Dome of the Rock.
Ellos no han derribado el Domo de la Roca.
They didn't have a Joshua or a Caleb with them that had another spirit.
Ellos no tienen el mismo espíritu de Joshua o de Caleb.
And here 50 years later they're having the same problems.
Y ahora tenemos 58 años después y tenemos el mismo problema.
They're having the same problems because they're not looking for Yahweh.
Ellos tienen el mismo problema después de 58 años porque no están buscando a Yahweh.
They want to be just like Babylon.
Ellos quieren vivir igual que en Babilonia.
They want all the technology like Babylon. They want to be like Babylon.
Ellos quieren tener la misma tecnología, vivir el mismo vida que en Babilonia.
And unfortunately, they're going to have the same result as Babylon.
Desafortunadamente, esto va a desenlace malo.
Leviticus 18.
El Levíticos 18.
Because Israel is not like any other place on the face of the earth.
Porque Israel es como ningún lugar sobre la tierra.
Because Israel is where Yahweh put his name.
Es Israel es el lugar donde Yahweh decidió establecer su nombre.
And Israel is the only land in all the earth that Yahweh set apart for his covenant people.
E Israel es el único lugar que Yahweh estableció para su pueblo de pacto.
But too much is given, much is expected. The more is given, the more is required.
Pero entre más se te da, más se espera de ti. Entre más recibes, más son los requerimientos que tienes.
And there's only so much sin Yahweh will allow here before he intervenes.
Y el pecado que se ha permitido aquí es entre más Yahweh es cuando más va a intervenir en esto.
Leviticus 18 and verse 24.
Levítico 18:25.
First, in Leviticus 18, he's telling them all the defilement and the wrong sexual relationships to avoid.
Levíticos 18 está hablando sobre muchas cosas malas y ofensivas y muchas relaciones sexuales ofensivas también.
And then he tells them what happens if they don't follow.
Y luego dice qué es lo que va a ocurrir si ustedes no lo siguen.
Leviticus 18:24. Do not defile yourself with these, for with these the nations have been defiled, which I am casting out before you. And the land is defiled, and I will visit its iniquity on it. And the land is vomiting out those living in it. And you shall keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not do any of these disgusting acts, neither the native nor the alien who is staying in your midst. For the men of the land who are before you have done all these disgusting things, and the land is defiled. Do not do these, lest the land vomit you out for defiling it, as it has vomited out the nation that was before you. For anyone who does any of these disgusting things, even the persons who are doing them, shall be cut off from the midst of their people. And you shall keep my charge as not to do any of the disgusting customs which were committed before you, and you shall not defile yourself with them. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. So very, very clearly.
Bastante, bastante claro.
Israel is the only place on earth that will literally vomit you out of the land.
No hay ningún otro lugar en la tierra que diga que Israel ha vomitado a su pueblo hacia afuera por haber desobedecido.
Let's go back to verse 21 and 22.
Vamos ahora al versículos 21-22.
And you shall not give your seed to pass them through to Moloch, nor shall you pollute the name of Elohim. I am Yahweh. You shall not give your seed to Moloch.
¿Quién puede ofrecer su propia semilla a Moloch?
You know, in America, there's been more than 52 million abortions
en
since 1973, Roe versus Wade.
En América, se ha llevado ya más el 60% del aborto sobre todo el mundo.
One of the greatest reasons that Babylon will be judged.
Y esa es una de las grandes razones por las cuales Babilonia va a ser juzgado.
But do you know, here in Israel,
pero ¿sabes qué? Aquí en Israel,
that per capita, per people,
por capital, por persona,
the abortion rate in Israel is higher than America and higher than anywhere else in the world.
El aborto tiene un alto rango de que incluso sobrepasa América y otros países.
Last year there were 150,000 babies born in Israel.
El año pasado fueron más de 100 y algo más de miles de bebés abortados.
And there were 50,000 abortions.
Y hubieron más de 50,000 abortos permitidos.
One in four babies, they're killing their own babies.
Uno de cada cuatro bebés eran prácticamente matados.
You know, in Israel, men and women, they both go into the military.
En Israel, muchas de las mujeres van hacia el rango militar.
The military will pay for a woman, a young girl that's in there, to have two abortions while she's serving her two-year term.
El ejército de Israel incluso pagó por dos abortos de una mujer que estaba joven, de una joven embarazada.
If you go in Jerusalem, you can go to the Holocaust Memorial.
Si uno va a Jerusalén, uno podrá ir al Museo del Holocausto.
Horrible situation that the Holocaust happened in 6 million Jews.
Una horrible situación la cual pasaron 6 millones de judíos.
Out of that 6 million, 1.5 million children were killed during the Holocaust.
Pero prácticamente estamos hablando de más de 6 millones de hijos de judíos que fueron asesinados ahí.
But do you know, since 1948,
pero nosotros sabemos que desde 1948
there's been over 1 million abortions.
Hemos tenido por más de 1 millón, por encima de 1 millón de abortos también.
That there's been about the same amount of children killed in the Holocaust that they killed themselves.
Han habido más, casi la misma cantidad de niños abortados que los que también se mataron en el Holocausto.
Israel is trying to make a two-state solution. They're trying to give land to the Palestinians.
Algunos israelitas están tratando de obtener alguna solución, tratando de obtener algunas tierras de los palestinos.
Because they say, if we don't do this, the Palestinians are having more children. In so many years, they'll have more people than us.
Y los israelitas algunas veces están diciendo que están tratando de tomar más tierra de los palestinos, porque si no lo hacen, los palestinos van a crecer más que los israelitas. Pero no estamos hablando de que quitándole la tierra a los palestinos es la forma en cómo Yahweh va a tratar esto. La respuesta sería detenerse de matar a tus propios hijos.
Verse 22 says, and you shall not lie. A male with one, you shall not lie with a male as one lies with a woman. It is detestable. Homosexuality, lesbianism.
La homosexualidad, el lesbianismo.
It's not only legal here in Israel, it's rampant, it's everywhere.
No es solo ilegal en Israel, prácticamente se ha liberado ahora.
About a month and a half ago, they had a parade in Jerusalem. Yahweh set apart city, 120,000 homosexuals running around.
Pero ahora tenemos cientos de lesbianas y homosexuales viviendo en Jerusalén.
Even allowing homosexuals to adopt children.
Incluso están permitiendo ahora a parejas homosexuales tener hijos.
And the government was proudly saying how Israel is not like these other Arab nations. We allow these homosexuals here.
E incluso algunos de los que están en el gobierno se enorgullecen diciendo que no somos como los países árabes que no permiten el homosexualismo, y dicen nosotros permitimos esto. Esto lo que muestra es que no tienen temor a la palabra de Yahweh.
And I can tell you something, being here 18 years.
Y les puedo decir algo de esto.
There's always been something lacking here because Yahweh's spirit is not working with these people.
Siempre hay algo que está faltando aquí porque el espíritu de Yahweh no está trabajando con ellos.
But years ago you could see it leading them.
Años atrás uno podría ver esto.
When Israel became a nation, 1948,
cuando Israel se vino a convertir en una nación en 1948,
you saw people like Ben Gurion,
uno podría ver personas así como Ben Gurion,
Yigal Yardin, the famous archaeologist in general,
uno de los más famosos arqueólogos en general,
and you saw these people that they knew that this was Yahweh giving them the land back.
Y muchos de estos arqueólogos sabían que esto era algo de Yahweh que estaba devolviéndolos a la tierra. Los arqueólogos estuvieron sobre todo Israel buscando cómo devolver los nombres bíblicos a los pueblos.
They knew that this was something from Yahweh.
Porque ellos sabían que esto era algo de parte de Yahweh.
Today, most of the children out there are more Americanized than anything.
Por lo menos en la actualidad, los hijos de los israelitas han sido más americanizados que más en otro tiempo. Ellos no están teniendo una escuela de
Torah.
Ellos están tratando de cambiar la ley de la Torah en leyes seculares. Entonces nosotros vamos a ver el resultado de lo que esto va a hacer.
Yom Kippur is coming up in another 10 days.
Fiesta de el gran ayuno está cerca en unos pocos días.
You could go out to some of these kibbutzes, you'll see people barbecuing on Yom
Kippur. Ustedes podrán ir a cualquiera de esos kibbutz de aquí y ustedes mirarán a personas teniendo parrilladas.
You know, on the holy days, which are set apart days, they're Sabbaths.
Pero ustedes saben que nuestros días santos son considerados Shabbat.
If you go to the national parks, the biggest days of the year are during those high days.
So si usted va a uno de esos parques nacionales, usted mirará gente haciendo alguna otra cosa ahí.
People are not honoring Yahweh's holy days.
Yahweh, las personas no están honorando los días santos de Yahweh.
They're just using it as a vacation, as a holiday.
Ellos están tomándolo como día de vacaciones en lugar de tomarlo como un día santo.
Ezequiel 22.
Ezequiel 22.
Starting in verse 1 through verse 9, and then I'll also read verse 12.
Versículo 1 al 9, luego al 20.
And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, And you, son of man, will you judge? Will you judge the bloody city? Then cause her to know all her abominations. Then you shall say, So says Adonai Yahweh, the city sheds blood in her midst, that her time may come. Okay? Time of visitation. And she makes idols against herself to defile herself. By her blood which you have shed, you are guilty. And by your idols which you have made, you are defiled. And your days are brought near, and you have come to your years. On account of this, I have made you a reproach to the nations and a mocking to all the lands. Why is it, think to yourself, why is Israel so hated among the nations?
¿Por qué Israel presenta tanto odio contra las otras naciones o es odiado por otras naciones?
And granted, Israel is not provoking the nations.
Ahora, imagínense esto, Israel no es que provoque a las naciones.
They're very introverted.
De hecho, ellos son bastante introvertidos.
They help and aid with a lot of people.
Ellos están ayudando a muchas otras personas alrededor del mundo.
It's not even logical why all these nations should hate Israel.
Pero realmente no es algo lógico porque las otras naciones odian a Israel.
Until you read the scripture.
Pero les diré...
They're being hated by the nations because they're not using the power of Yahweh's blessing.
Les diré por qué es que ellos son odiados, porque ellos no están utilizando el poder de Yahweh bendiciendo a estas personas.
And instead of being loved by the nations because they're the people of Yahweh,
en lugar de ser amado por los pueblos porque son gente de Yahweh,
they want to be loved by the nations because they act like Babylon.
Ellos quieren ser amados por los pueblos porque están actuando más como americanos.
Those who are near and those far from you shall mock against you, O defiled of name, abounding in turmoil. Behold, the rulers of Israel, each man by his might, have been in you in order to pour out blood. And you they have despised, father and mother. In your midst they have dealt with the alien by oppression. And you they have oppressed the widow and the orphan. And it's a shame that right here in Israel, Holocaust victims are eating cat food sometimes.
Hay personas que sobrevivieron al holocausto que hoy en día quizás están comiendo comida para gatos.
Sometimes they'll find them dead in their apartment because nobody even knew that they needed anything.
Son algunas veces ellos están escondiendo esta comida así porque ellos no quieren que alguien sepa que están haciéndolo.
You have despised my holy things and you profaned my Sabbaths. If you were men of slander in order to shed blood, and in you they eat on the mountains, in your midst they do unchaste acts. Drop down to verse 12. In you they have
verso
taken
12.
Bribes in order to pour out blood. You have taken interest and increase, and you have gained by extortion by your neighbor, and you have forgotten me, declares Adonai. The last president before Shimon Peres.
El último presidente antes de Shimon Peres.
Is in prison right now for rape.
Está en prisión ahora.
The prime minister before Benjamin Netanyahu is in prison for graft.
El primer ministro antes que Netanyahu está también en prisión.
The big rabbi right from this area over here.
Es un gran rabino.
Has been running for the police for years because of all kinds of sexual sins and other things.
Uno de los grandes rabinos de este local de cerca donde estamos fue llevado por la policía porque estaba relacionado con crímenes sexuales.
And the problem is the fear of Yahweh is lacking in this land.
Y el problema es porque el temor a Yahweh se ha agotado.
The fear of Yahweh is lacking. There's no other way to say it.
Hay poco temor a Yahweh. No hay nada más que decir.
Rabbis put the oral law before the Torah.
Los rabinos fueron puestos allí para ver por la Torah.
And they're not seeking Yahweh.
Pero ellos no están buscando de parte de Yahweh.
Isaiah, the first chapter.
Isaías, el primer capítulo.
Isaiah 1:1.
Isaías 1:1.
The vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and listen, O earth, for Yahweh has spoken. I have enlarged and brought up sons, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner, the donkey his master's manger, but Israel does not know. My people have not understood. Woe, sinful nation, a people heavy with iniquity, a seed of evil doers, sons who corrupt. They are forsaken Yahweh, they have scorned the Holy One of Israel. They are estranged backwards. Why will you be beaten anymore? Will you continue the revolt? The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head, no soundness is in it, only a wound and a stripe and a fresh blow. They have not been closed nor bound up nor softened with oil. Your land is a desolation, your cities burn with fire. Foreigners devour your land before you. And behold, ruin is overthrown by foreigners. And the daughter of Zion is left like a booth in a vineyard, like a hut in a cucumber field, like a besieged city. Except Yahweh of hosts had left a remnant for us, a few, we would be like Sodom, we would be like Gomorrah. Drop down to verse 16.
Vamos ahora al versículo 16.
Wash yourselves, purify yourselves, put away the evil of your doings from my sight. Stop doing evil. Learn to do good, seek justice. Make straight the violent one, judge the orphan, contend for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, says Yahweh. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and hear, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. So, like Yahweh says, he doesn't want any to perish.
Es así como dice Yahweh, él no quiere que nadie perezca.
And like Joel 2, he says, even now, rend your hearts and not your garments.
Es así como dice en Joel 2, rompan su corazón, no sus vestidos.
And that Yahweh will forgive them.
Y entonces Yahweh los va a perdonar.
And intervene for them.
Él intervendrá por nosotros.
And unfortunately, the only way that will happen.
Pero la, desafortunadamente, la, última, la única cosa como... La única forma como esto ocurrirá es que Yahweh permita que sean tomados por sus enemigos por un tiempo hasta que ellos clamen a Yahweh.
As their only redeemer.
Ese es que, quien es el único redentor.
Jeremiah 8,
Jeremías 8.
Jeremiah the 8th chapter, verse 5,
Jeremías 8, versículo 5.
Why has this people Jerusalem turned away to a never-ending apostasy? They hold fast to deceit, they refuse to return. I listened and heard, they did not speak so. No man repented because of this evil, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned in their own courses, as a horse rushes into the battle. Also the stork in the heavens knows her season, and the turtle dove and the swallow and the thrush observe the time of their coming. But my people do not know the judgment of Yahweh. Like we said, the time of visitation. The time that's coming.
El tiempo de visitación, el tiempo está viniendo.
How do you say we are wise and the Torah of Yahweh is with us? Behold, the lying pen of the scribes is certainly worth deceit. The wise are ashamed, they are terrified and are captured. Behold, they have rejected the word of Yahweh. What wisdom is theirs? So I will give their wives to others, their fields to those who shall inherit. For everyone from the least even to the greatest cuts off a prophet, from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace. And there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had done evil? They were not even at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. So they shall fall among those who fall in the time of their punishment. They will wither, says Yahweh. That word punishment, also some translations put visitation.
In algunas...
The Hebrew word pekadah, which means an official visit, a reckoning.
Hay una palabra en el hebreo que se llama pakadá, que significa prácticamente una visitación oficial de parte de Yahweh.
Verse 15, we look for peace, but no good came, for a time of healing,
pakadá.
But behold, terror. And here it is, since 1993 and the Oslo Accords.
Aquí estamos una vez más desde 1993.
Yasser Arafat, one of the worst terrorists of our time.
Y fue uno de los momentos en el cual los árabes empezaron a atacar.
Was exiled from Egypt.
Algunos fueron exiliados de Egipto.
Exiled from Jordan.
Habían exiliados desde el Jordán.
Exiled from Lebanon.
Algunos exiliados de Líbano.
He's taken by Tunisia over there in asylum there.
Y otros que fueron tomados por el otro lugar.
Like I said, one of the worst terrorists we would ever know, Yasser Arafat.
Y nosotros miramos uno de los peores terroristas que era Yasser Arafat.
What is Israel doing in 1993?
Pero esto era lo que estaba ocurriendo en 1993.
They claim Arafat is king of the Palestinians.
Los palestinos clamaron a Yasser Arafat como su rey.
They bring him over here to Israel.
Ellos lo quitaron, lo sacaron de aquí, de Israel.
They give sovereignty to many of the Palestinian areas.
Y ellos empezaron a celebrar en muchos lugares palestinos.
They trained a 40,000 man police force.
Ellos entrenaron a más del 40% de sus policías.
Many of them trained by the Americans.
Y muchos de ellos fueron entrenados por los mismos americanos.
And they give them guns and weapons.
Y ellos mismos empezaron a darles armas.
The first antifada, which means uprising.
Una de las peores antifadas se levantaron.
Was fought in 1987.
Estamos hablando de 1997.
The Palestinians fought with rocks and Molotov cocktails.
Los palestinos empezaron a hacer cócteles Molotov y a tirarlos como rocas.
The second antifada was in the year 2000.
La otra antifada fue en el 2000.
And what do you think they fought with weapons?
¿Y qué es lo que creen ustedes que utilizaron como armas?
The weapons that Israel gave them. The weapons they gave their police, the rifles, is what they used in the second intifada.
En la segunda intifada, los mismos palestinos utilizaron las mismas armas que los israelitas se le dieron a los palestinos.
Instead of dealing with the enemy and getting rid of them.
Entonces muchas veces negociar con los enemigos.
Now they have missiles that they're fighting.
Para deshacerse de ellos, lo que provoca es algo contrario.
Jeremiah 14:19.
Jeremías 14:19
says, have you completely rejected Judah, or has your soul hated Zion? Why have you stricken us and no healing is to us? We waited for peace, but nothing good came. For a time of healing, but behold, terror.
14:19.
And if Israel is reading the prophecies, if Judah is reading the prophecies,
si Israel estuviera leyendo las profecías como ustedes están leyendo las profecías,
instead of trying to give away the land of Yahweh and make peace with Palestinian terrorists,
en lugar de estar tratando de quitarle las tierras a los palestinos, terroristas palestinos,
they should be trying to work with their Israelite brothers and sisters around the world that want to come back to the land.
Ellos mejor deberían estar tratando como trabajar con sus hermanos israelitas en todo el mundo.
So if we look at the results of this, let's look at Jeremiah 51.
Pero miremos cómo es que esto se resuelve en Jeremías.
Because who caused all of this?
Porque todo tiene un costo envuelto.
Israel was a willing participant, so they can't not take their blame.
Porque Israel tiene que participar para quitar su vergüenza.
But Babylon was the cause of it.
Pero Babilonia está también envuelto en esto.
Bill Clinton and the United States government caused the Oslo Accords.
Se está clamando de que los Babilonia va a tener un gobierno.
George Bush pushed the roadmap. The year 2002.
El presidente George Bush fue el que empezó a dirigir la ruta.
And President Barack Obama topped everybody with setting up the Arab Spring to completely annihilate Israel.
Y el presidente Obama estaba diciendo que prácticamente el
And now Israel is in a very bad position.
Y ahora Israel tiene una mala posición.
If you thought things were bad before 2010 in the Arab Spring.
Si uno piensa de que el peor tiempo fue en el 2007 con los árabes.
It's nothing like you see today.
No se ha visto nada como lo que va a ocurrir ahora.
With ISIS and 30 other terror groups like ISIS all over the area.
Prácticamente tenemos el grupo ISIS que está por todo el mundo, es un grupo terrorista.
And if America had their way, the Muslim Brotherhood would be running the whole Middle East right now.
Y si uno espera que la hermandad musulmana empiece a regir el mundo, vamos a estar contaminados con ellos todos.
That's a fact. Under Barack Obama, they said the Muslim Brotherhood was their partner for peace in the Middle East.
Eso es algo que Barack Obama lo está diciendo, que los hermanos musulmanes van a traer paz.
And here's what Yahweh says.
Y eso es lo que Yahweh dice.
Jeremiah 51 and verse 35.
Jeremías 51:35.
Said, the violence done to me in my flesh is on Babylon. The one living in Zion will say, in Jerusalem shall say, my blood shall be on those living in Chaldea. Drop down to verse 48. Then the heavens and the earth and all that is in them shall 48. Shout for Babylon. For the plunderers shall come to her from the north, says Yahweh. As Babylon is to fall for the slain of Israel, so for Babylon the slain of all the earth shall fall. You who have escaped the sword, go away, do not stand still. Remember Yahweh afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. So, very clearly, Babylon has set up the circumstances for Israel to be chastised.
Claramente, Babilonia está trayendo todas las circunstancias necesarias para que Israel sea acechado.
Yahweh wants to chastise Israel to bring them back to him.
Y una de las razones por las cuales es que Israel está siendo acechado es para traerlo de regreso a él.
Babylon's plan is to annihilate Israel. It's not to chastise them, it's to annihilate them.
Babilonia no solo está acechando a Israel, sino que está analizando lo que está haciendo.
Zechariah 12 in verse 2.
Zacarías 12, versículo 2.
Says, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling to all the people all around, and it shall also be against Judah in the siege against Jerusalem. And in that day I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the people. All who lift it will be cut in pieces, and all the nations of the earth will be gathered against it. So does it make any sense? What is Jerusalem doesn't produce oil or any other kind of commodity. Why on earth would all the nations be coming against Jerusalem?
Hace un gran sentido. Israel no produce petróleo, pero todas las naciones van a venir en contra de Jerusalén.
Because it's a spiritual battle.
Porque realmente es una batalla espiritual.
And in the end time, that's what we're seeing. We're seeing Satan against Yahweh.
Y al final vamos a mirar todo resuelto. Yahweh en contra de Satanás, Satanás en contra de Yahweh.
Luke 21 and verse 20.
Lucas 21, 20.
And when you see Jerusalem being encircled by armies, then recognize that its destruction has come near. Then let those in Judea flee into the mountains, and let those in its midst, let them go out. And those in the villages, let them not go into her. For these are days of vengeance, when all things that have been written are to be fulfilled. But woe to the pregnant women and the ones nursing in those days, for great distress will be on the earth and wrath on this people, on Judah. And they will fall by the mouth of the sword and will be led captive to all nations. And Jerusalem will be trodden down by nations until the times of the nations are fulfilled. And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. And on the earth will be anxiety of nations with bewilderment, roaring of sea and surf, men fainting from fear and expectation of the things coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And we know. Asteroids may be hidden, supervolcanoes, all kinds of things that will be happening.
Tenemos muchas cosas, si sabemos, asteroides, supervolcanes, muchas cosas pueden ocurrir.
Amos 8 and verse 7.
Amos.
We also know that the work of Yahweh.
Amos.
I'm not going to say it will stop at that time, but certainly would be underground. It's not going to be open the way it is today. Amos 8 and verse 7.
Amos 8, 7.
Verse 12. Yahweh has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will not ever forget all their works. Shall not the land tremble for this? And all who dwell in it mourn, and all of it shall go like the light, and it shall overflow and sink the Nile of Egypt. And it shall be in that day, declares Adonai Yahweh, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the light of day. And I will turn your feast to mourning and your songs into dirge, and I will bring up sackcloth on all loins and baldness on every head. And I will make it like the morning for an only one, and the end of it shall be like a bitter days. Behold, the days are coming, declares Adonai Yahweh, that I will send a famine into the land, not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather a famine for hearing the words of Yahweh. And they will stagger from sea to sea and from north even to east, and they shall roam about to seek the word of Yahweh, and they shall not find it. That's why I say, do you know your time of visitation?
Entonces, como lo dije antes, sabemos el tiempo de la visitación.
Everybody gets a chance, but if you miss that chance, if you don't know your visitation.
Todos tienen una oportunidad, pero si tú echas a perder el tiempo de tu visitación,
you could lose out.
Vas prácticamente a perderlo todo.
Jeremiah 30.
Jeremías 30.
Starting starting in verse 1, the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh saying, so speaks Yahweh Elohim of Israel, saying, write for yourself all the words that I spoke to you in the book. For lo, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will turn the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, says Yahweh, and I will cause them to return to the land I gave their fathers, and they will possess it. And these are the words that Yahweh spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For so says Yahweh, we have heard a sound of trembling, of dread, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a male is giving birth. Why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman giving birth, and all faces are turned to paleness? Alas, for that day is great, and none is like it. It is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he will be saved out of it. For it shall be in that day, says Yahweh of hosts, I will break his yoke from your neck, and I will burst your bonds, and strangers will not enslave him again. Sounds like a Shemitah. And they shall serve Yahweh their Elohim, and David their king, whom I will raise up to them. And you, O my servant Jacob, do not fear, says Yahweh, do not be terrified, O Israel. For lo, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return to have quiet and be untroubled, and no one will make him afraid. For I am with you, says Yahweh, to save you. Though I made a full end among the nations where I have scattered you, and I will not make a full end with you, but I will correct you justly, and I will not leave you unpunished. For so says Yahweh, your break cannot be cured, your wound is grievous. There is no one to judge your cause, for you're also there. There is no healing medicines to you. And those loving you have forgotten you. They do not seek you. For I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, because of the greatness of your iniquity, and your sins are many. Why do you cry out over your crushing? Your pain is incurable, for the greatness of your iniquity, your sins are many, so I have done these things to you. Therefore all those who devour you will be devoured, and all your foes, every one of them, will go into captivity. All those plundering you I will give up to plunder, and all those preying on you I will give for prey. For I will give health back to you, and I will heal you of your wound, says Yahweh, because they called you outcast, saying, this is Zion, no one is seeking her. So says Yahweh, behold, I will turn the captivity of Jacob's tents, and I will have mercy on his dwelling places. And the city will be built on her ruin, her tail heap, and the palace shall remain on its own place. So we see here, I'll drop down to verse 22. And you shall be my people, and I will be your Elohim.
Versículo 22.
The tempest of Yahweh, fury goes forth, a sweeping whirlwind, it shall whirl on the heads of the wicked. The glow of the anger of Yahweh will not turn back until he is executed, and until he has established the purposes of his heart. In the latter days you will understand it. So the chastisement that's coming here,
el acecho viene hacia acá.
In Yahweh's eyes it's a good thing.
Y ante los ojos de Yahweh eso es algo bueno.
Even though many will die and only a remnant will be left.
Aún incluso cuando mueran mucha gente y solo un remanente esté vivo.
That's when Yahweh will start to get the tribes back to the land.
Entonces ahí es donde Yahweh va a empezar a reunir a las tribus.
Isaiah 4.
Isaías 4.
In verse 3.
Versículo 3.
It says, and it shall be he remaining in Zion, and he is left in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, everyone who is written among the living in Jerusalem. When Yahweh shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and the blood of Jerusalem shall have been rinsed away from its midst by a spirit of judgment and by a spirit of burning. Then Yahweh will create a cloud of smoke by day and the shining of flame of fire by night over the site of Mount Zion and over her assemblies, for over all the glory shall be a canopy. Imagine that thing. You know, remember, in the wilderness there was the fire in the front and the pillar behind. Here it is in Mount Zion.
Y aquí miramos algo bien interesante, que en el desierto estaba el pilar de fuego y la nube. Y aquí miramos otra vez esto en el monte Sinaí.
And there shall be a booth for a shade from the heat, and for a refuge, and for a hiding place from stormy rain. So we see here again, though, only a remnant. Only a remnant.
Siempre estamos mirando que solo un remanente, siempre un remanente.
And in scripture, remnants are usually around 10%.
Y en las escrituras, un remanente siempre es un 10%, así como lo es el diezmo.
You know, in Revelation, when the two witnesses are killed, it says there's a great earthquake.
Y miramos en Apocalipsis cuando los dos testigos son asesinados.
And it says that 10% of the people are killed, 7,000 men.
Y prácticamente dice que el 10% de las personas, más de 7,000
personas. So that tells you there's about 70,000 men living there at that time.
Y prácticamente está hablando de que quizás solo 7,000 y pico personas estén viviendo aquí a ese momento.
Today there's more than 850,000.
Pero ahora tenemos más de 800,000 personas viviendo aquí.
So that tells you more than 90% of the people living will be dead.
Estamos hablando de que más del 90% de las personas podrían estar muertas para ese tiempo.
Romans 9 tells us the same thing. Romans 9:22.
Romanos 9:22 nos muestra lo mismo.
He says, but if Elohim desired to demonstrate his wrath and to make his power known, endured in much long-suffering vessels of wrath, having been fitted out for destruction. But he poured out his mercy on the vessels of favor, which he before prepared for the glory of Elohim, whom he also called not only us of Jews, but also of the nations. As he says in Hosea, I will call those not my people my people, and those not beloved beloved, talking about Ephraim. And it shall be in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people. They shall be called sons of the living Elohim, which is read it. But Isaiah cries on behalf of Israel, if the number of the sons of Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant will be saved. For he is bringing the matter to an end and having been cut short in righteousness, because Yahweh will do a thing cut short on the earth. And as Isaiah has said before, if Yahweh opposed had not sworn, had not shown favor to us with a remnant, we would have been like Sodom and we would have been like Gomorrah. So if Yahweh didn't intervene, nobody would be.
Si Yahweh no interviene, nadie va a estar vivo para esa fecha.
But he's only leaving a remnant.
Pero realmente solo estamos hablando de un remanente vivo.
Do you want to be part of that remnant?
¿Quieres ser parte de ese remanente? Como un mensaje que di anteriormente, amarás a Yahweh con todo tu corazón, toda tu mente y ser.
And your heart is with motivates your emotions, it motivates your actions.
Y tu corazón es lo que te motiva, tus acciones, las motivaciones.
And as much as you're motivated into Yahweh's end time work is as much as your heart is into Yahweh, because that's what he's doing.
Entre más tú te motives para estar de acuerdo al corazón de Yahweh, eso es más motivación para estar bien.
And that's why we've been here these years.
Es por esa razón que estamos aquí este año.
And when I say we, meaning us, all of us.
Entonces es como nos estamos diciendo, nosotros significa algo para nosotros.
Okay. We love our brother Judah.
Porque realmente nosotros amamos a nuestro hermano Judá.
And we've tried our best to support them and serve them.
Y realmente estamos tratando de hacer lo mejor para ayudarlos y con, llevarnos bien con ellos.
And like I said, a message like this is not a judgment, it's a warning.
Pero realmente un mensaje como este no es un juicio, sino que es una advertencia.
And I'm sure each of us would pray that nobody had to go through this kind of thing.
Y si uno está llevando esto con oración, muchas de estas personas no pasarían por esto. Pero todos tenemos un día de visitación. Es una elección personal. Y como lo dije, solo estamos en un pequeño lapso del tiempo.
And the decisions you make in these last few days, months, years until Yahweh's kingdom comes.
Porque estamos prácticamente en un tiempo corto para el reino de Yahweh, y la decisión que tú tomes en este corto tiempo
will determine your reward for eternity.
Eso determinará tu recompensa para la eternidad.
So wow, what a gift Yahweh is still giving us if we know our time of visitation.
Qué grande regalo es el que Yahweh nos está dando, un tiempo de visitación.
Luke 10:23-24.
Lucas 10:23-24.
And having turned to the disciples alone, he said, blessed are the eyes seeing what you see. For I say to you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see, and to hear what you hear and did not hear. Israel doesn't know their time of visitation.
Israel no sabe su tiempo de visitación.
When Yeshua was right here in the Sea of Galilee, they didn't know the time of visitation. When he was with them physically.
Cuando Yeshua estuvo aquí directamente en el mar de Galilea, ellos ni siquiera sabían que él era el que los estaba visitando. Dice, profetas y reyes hubieran amado lo que ustedes están viendo ahora. ¿Conoce usted el tiempo de su visitación?
Time is running out. 1 Peter 4:17 talks about judgment starts at the house of Yahweh.
Primera de Pedro.
Because the time has come, the judgment must 4:17. Begin with the house of Yahweh, and if it first begins with us, what will be the end of the ones disobeying the good news of Yahweh?
Habla that que el juicio empieza por la casa de Yahweh.
But to his people, it's a purification.
Para nuestro pueblo es un tiempo de purificación.
And that's why I say the Shemitah is coming.
Por lo que decía, el año Shemitah viene.
It will be both the greatest blessings of your life,
y esta podría ser una de las más grandes bendiciones en tu vida.
And maybe the biggest trials.
y quizás también tu mayor prueba.
But the blessings are there as reward.
Pero la bendición será la recompensa.
And the trials are there for purification.
Y la prueba será la purificación.
As long as you know your time of visitation. Leviticus 26,
en cuanto más tú conozcas el tiempo de tu visitación. Levíticos 26, 38.
He says, and you shall perish among the nations, and the land of your enemies will devour you. These are the curses that come for disobedience.
Esta es la maldición que viene por la desobediencia.
And of those who are left of you, they shall melt away in their iniquity in the lands of their enemies, and also in the iniquities of their fathers they shall dwindle away with them. But if they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers, and the trespass of which they have trespassed against me, and also they have walked contrary to me, that I have also walked contrary to them, and I have brought them into the land of their enemies, if their uncircumcised hearts are then humble, and they are pleased to pay attention to their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and I will remember my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember the land. I'll remember the land.
Recordaré la tierra, dice.
We just entered day one of the Shemitah.
Apenas tenemos un día dentro del año Shemitah.
About the rest of the land.
Que es el descanso de la tierra.
And I say it's the most important Shemitah that we've had since Adam and Eve were created.
Este es uno de los más importantes años Shemitah desde que Adán y Eva fueron creados.
Because we're in the last cycle. There's no other Jubilee cycle. We're in the last cycle. We just don't know whether we're in the fourth seven, the fifth seven, the sixth seven.
Porque realmente estamos prácticamente en el último ciclo desde la creación.
But every seven that goes by is closing that gap more and becomes more important.
Porque entre más el tiempo se viene acercando, más cosas se vienen juntando cada vez.
Ephesians 5 and verse 14.
Efesios 5, 14.
Ephesians 5 and verse 14 says, because of this, he says, arise, sleeping ones, arise from the dead, and Messiah will give you life. Then watch how carefully you walk, not as unwise, but as wise ones, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. For this reason, do not be foolish, but understanding what the will of Elohim. Redeeming the time because the days are evil.
Redimiendo el tiempo.
That's what the Shemitah is about. It's about redeeming the time.
Redimiendo el tiempo, eso es lo que significa el año Shemitah, redimir el tiempo.
Having this whole year, not a day, not a month, but a year to dedicate to Yahweh.
Imagínate tener un día, un año completo a la dedicación a Yahweh. No es un día, es un año completo.
Daniel 11, last scripture here. Daniel 11.
Daniel 11.
And verse 27.
Versículo 27.
Daniel 11, verse 27.
Daniel 27, 11.
Says, and both of them, the kings, this is during the end time, the big prophecy there, where the what's going to happen in the future with these kings coming together. He says, and both of them, the kings, shall have in their hearts to do evil, and they will speak lies at one table. But it will not prosper, for the end still shall be at the appointed time. Why hasn't things happened yet that maybe some people think should have happened? It wasn't the appointed time yet. Like I said, every single thing is according to Yahweh's plan.
Cada cosa tiene que ser de acuerdo al plan de Yahweh.
Verse 29. And at the appointed time, he will return and come against the south, but it will not be as the former or the latter. Drop down to verse 35.
Vamos
and many
al versículo 35.
Of those who understand will stumble to refine and to purge them, right, the purification, and to make white for the time of the end, for it is yet for the appointed time. Everything has an appointed time.
Todo tiene que ver con un tiempo citado,
time
establecido.
To be born, time to die.
Un tiempo para morir, un tiempo para vivir.
Time to gather stones, time to throw away stones.
Tiempo para recolectar piedras, tiempo para arrojar piedras.
Time to come to the land, time to leave the land.
Tiempo para venir a la tierra y tiempo para dejar esta tierra.
Everything has a time in Yahweh's purpose.
Todo tiene un tiempo ante los ojos de Yahweh. Y la clave para nuestras vidas es entender ese tiempo. permitiéndole al Espíritu Santo de Yahweh que nos dé entendimiento.
Like I said, there was a specific time for Yeshua to be born.
Como lo dije antes, hubo un tiempo específico para que Yeshua naciera, un específico tiempo para su ministerio, un específico tiempo para su muerte y su resurrección. Entonces hubo un tiempo para que Israel fuera a la cautividad, para que Israel viniera a ser una nación de nuevo. Y ahora estamos golpeando el tiempo para los problemas, el tiempo para Babilonia, el tiempo para la cautividad de Israel otra vez, que no se ha completado aún. Va a haber un tiempo para la furia de Yahweh por todo el mundo. Va a haber un tiempo para el dominio de la bestia por un tiempo limitado. Pero viendo todas esas cosas, al final está el tiempo del reinado de Yahweh.
And you know at that point what it says in Revelation 10, right?
Y así como lo miramos en Apocalipsis 10,
it talks about then there'll be a time where there's time no more.
Llegaremos a un momento en el cual ya no habrá más tiempo que seguir.
Because what is time?
Porque ¿qué es lo que es el tiempo?
You know, the earth goes around the sun one time, we call it a day. When the earth rotates once around the sun, we call that one day.
Porque cuando lo que nosotros miramos que el sol da una rotación, a eso nosotros le llamamos un día. Dependiendo de la rotación de la Tierra sobre el sol, nosotros miramos los equinoccios. El sol, la luna y las estrellas son para determinar el tiempo, estaciones y años.
Time is something created.
Pero el tiempo es algo creado.
It's a piece of eternity. Es, no beginning and no end.
Es una pieza de la eternidad, de estar aquí en la tierra.
And Yahweh created time within eternity so that he could control it. Yahweh created time within eternity that he can control it.
Yahweh creó el tiempo en para poderlo controlar.
But when time fulfills its purpose,
pero cuando este tiempo ya complete su propósito, entonces ya no habrá más tiempo.
So, Israel did not understand the time of their visitation, and unfortunately they don't understand it.
Israel no ha entendido el tiempo de su visitación, desafortunadamente.
But the bigger question is,
pero una de las grandes preguntas es, ¿estás entendiendo el tiempo de tu visitación?
Yahweh bless Haxamea.
Yahweh les bendiga, Haxamea.